the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 12th of April 2022, is Tuesday of Holy Week. We reflect together on the theme, A Chance to Repent. Dear brothers, dear sisters, in the gospel passage of today from John chapter 13, verse 21 and following, we heard that while Jesus and his apostles were at supper, Jesus predicted that Judas would betray him while Peter would deny him three times. Obviously, Jesus did not tell the apostles about the impending betrayal by Judas and Peter just to boast of his foreknowledge. Certainly not. By mentioning it, Jesus was giving Judas and Peter an opportunity, a last chance to change their minds and repent. When Jesus said, "One of you will betray me," Judas, knowing very well of the plan and intention he was nursing, should have examined his conscience, questioned in his heart, and changed immediately. From the biblical accounts available, he had already accepted the bribe even before the supper, so he could not deny not having the intention. However, Judas did not take advantage of the moment and seize his last chance. Instead, he joined in the chorus, "Is it I, Master?" However, Jesus still demonstrated his love and his wish for Judas to change by handing him a piece of bread, making the kind gesture as if to say, "Please reconsider." Yet Judas rejected the love of Jesus. Apparently, it was already in the heart of Judas to betray Jesus. Satan cannot be held to blame because Satan could not have entered into him if he did not grant him admission. Rather than repent, he gave Satan a free hand by leaving the company of the others and going away by himself into the night. John tells us that as soon as Judas ate the morsel of bread, Satan entered him. What does that mean? It means, when God gives you a chance to repent and you ignore it, there is a possibility of reaching a point of no return. There is a danger that the tendency to do evil that lies within us, just below the surface of our skin, may take over. In a similar fashion, when Jesus told Peter of his imminent denial, rather than reflect on the statement of Jesus, Peter began to boast, "I will lay down my life for you." Peter spoke without weighing the full implications of such a commitment. Perhaps had Peter seized this chance to reflect and ask for the meaning of Jesus' prediction, he could have found the grace to overcome. Rather, he relied on his strength, which failed him woefully. Dearly beloved, are you contemplating something you know to be wrong or even evil in your mind at this material time? Is there any unwholesome intention you are planning to execute? This message concerning Judas and Peter might just be the last chance God is giving to you for you to relent and change your mind. You should summon the courage to say no while you are still able. Like Judas, do not succumb to human weakness. Like Peter, do not rely on your human strength. We all must open our eyes to see the signals that God is sending to us. The Lenten period offers us an ample window of opportunity. Let us take advantage of it before it is too late. May the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us and assist us in this regard through Christ our Lord. I bless you today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.